Okay. So in the Sugya of Shechuna Gavoi, we had the Shita of the Rashbam. The Ramban had four questions on the Rashbam. Two of them were textual. Sounds like we're talking about fields, not houses. Sounds like he never mentioned I was passing you. Sounds like the place where he was, his location, is what threatens the Chazaka. So these are the two technical questions of the Ramban. But his really key question is, okay, let's read together in the Ramban. If indeed, we talked about this on Friday, if indeed the Marakama claims he was there, that essentially is undermining the Chazaka. And hence, help me out here, whose Shita makes no sense according to Ramban? Who is Ramban still struggling with? Rabba. And if you're there, then the Machzik isn't the Muchzik. You were right there. You were undercutting it. Let's all read it together. Let's open our Ramban. Let's do a lot of reading Ramban, a lot of reading Ran, a lot of reading Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's open our Ramban together again. Please, please, please. And I'm not in high school anymore. The more Rishonim you have in Shir, the more we can read together, see what they're saying in different ways. Today we're going to read the Ramban two ways. Try to bring the Rishonim to Shir. Okay, the Ramban, Dibur HaMaschil, Shchune Gavoy. I'll my own Ramban. Got to be in Bava Pasa, not Bava Metzia. That would help. So I'm going to help myself here. Okay, here's the Ramban. The ode im kain my time of the Rava. Okay, this has been our challenge, Rava. The challenge of Rava forced the H. Befershim in the Rift to swallow a major nuclear okimta that we're not dealing with Marakama. We offered a really good read for Rava in the context of the Rashbam's definition of Shechuna Gavai. Ramban says, no, that definition of Shechuna Gavai, Marakama is too close for comfort. He's there, he's in the backyard. Even, keep in mind, even the Ramban's sanitized, moderated version of the Rashbam. The real version of the Rashbam, the Beno Gershom's version, or not the Rashbam, the Beno Gershom, the Marami Rottenberg, was what? The Marakama wasn't just in the back room passing by, but the Marakama was not just with him, but
dominant.
Well, that's Rottenberg is dominant, but what's the key shift from being in the back and passing by as opposed to not just walking through, but joint shemush, joint usage. So the Ramban doesn't even have that joint usage. You imagine if the Ramban read Shechuna Gavai like the Rabbeinu Gershom read Shechuna Gavai, or like the Maram Rottenberg read Shechuna Gavai. The Ramban is a much more sanitized version of the Rashbam. You're not using it with me, you're just walking by. And yet, that's too close for comfort. Let's read it together. V'od imkein maitam et derava, v'alo kol zman shelo hevi raya shedar levado. Until the machzik can prove that he was living there by himself, lo hevi edi chazaka. You hear that? You're not the machzak, you're not in the driver's seat. Why should Rava force the onus of proof onto the Marakama? Here's a key line. Put this like it's one of your cliches, one of your slogans. She'ein chazaka. Are you not chewing gum, please? We don't chew gum in the shiur. She'ein chazaka lemi shadar im habaylim. She'ein chazaka lemi shadar im habaylim. Chazaka is not utility. Chazaka is his exclusive utility. And as long as he's there, even according to Rabban in the back room, he's not there, he's not using it. Remember, it's not shimush. He's not using it with me. I'm just not alone. I have to be alone. He's not using it with me. It's not like he's undercutting my usage. His presence means that I'm not living, harvesting. I have to have alone. I have to say, sharpen it for me. Evidently, according to the Ramban's view, we'll talk about this today, you don't just have to live there. You have to live there alone. What does alone accomplish? He's not really using it. According to the Maram Rottenberg, he's undercutting my use. Who used it, Moshe? We both use it. You're the dominant user. But I'm the only user, but I'm not alone. You're hovering. You're breathing down my neck. You're making me creepy. You're creeping me out. What's wrong with that, according to Ramban, to be a muchzak, and therefore, since it doesn't exist, he rejects the whole scenario. I have to be alone. Why have to be alone? What does alone accomplish? What does alone net me? No, because without me being alone, there's a chisaron in the core chazaka, the core chazaka. But what would you say, being alone, wrestling? What would you say, Baruch? You encounter to let go of the star, maybe. Okay, but then you won't all have to be alone the second part of the 3 years, not the first part of the 3 years. Sounds like we're not making the distinction of the Rift of Ben Hanano. Okay, so you feel, if I'm alone, I feel creeped out, and there's a star, and I feel like someone's hovering over me, I better hold on to the star. What else may alone give me? Okay, well, I'm getting Hanano. You're not compromising my Hanano, but
did you have Chazaka because you're exclusively alone? Versus,
Right. So what? Why? You're telling me what is Gizhi Chazaka? Why? Evidently, according to the Ramban, becoming a muhsak isn't just holding on to the karka, but it's what? It's by holding on to the karka, I'm... Okay, so now we're going to talk about this a lot today. I'm loosening your hold. We've always defined muhsakus as a one-dimensional. How much can I impose myself, nibble away, grab onto the karka? But maybe muhsakus has to take into effect as a previous muhsak, namely the marakama. There is a marakama, according to Moshe Shonim, as opposed to the Ishmael Farshim and the Rif. So I've got to use it and displace you. And if my usage isn't really displacing you, am I becoming the muhsak? So is Cheskas Gimel Shanim to be a muhsak, just me and the karka, exhausting the karka, using the karka, maybe even blitzkrieging the karka as we saw? Or is muhsakos trying to displace and supplant your previous guy, and therefore I'm there? And of course, in most cases, Moshe, I'm there, you're not there. So by my using it, I'm also supplanting you. If I'm there harvesting, you're not. Here there's a case where, at least according to the Ramban, I'm using it, you're not using it. According to Ram Rettenberg, we're both using it. According to the Rabbeinu Gershom, we're both using it. According to the way we read the Rosh Hashanah, we're both using it, so I'm not even using it. But according to Ramban, I'm using it, but I'm not there alone. So I'm expressing myself, and I'm imposing myself on the karka, but I'm in no way supplanting you and moving you away. So maybe this is at the core of the Ramban. And muhzak was the land isn't enough for me to be the muhzak, because there's already a muhzak. And land is so abstract, whoever grabs it first muhzak gets it. But I've got to move you out, and you're still there. And Kol, again, read the line. She'ein chazaka lemi shadar im habaylim. Normally, it's mutually exclusive. If you're there, he's not there. But here I'm there, and I'm fully there. According to Ram Rambuk, I'm not fully there. I'm there, but you're really the dominant there. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, I'm not fully there. I'm there, but you're also there. So I'm not there and I'm fully thrust. But here, I'm there, but you're also there in a way that doesn't prevent my there. I'm there. Your being there doesn't supplant my being there. Because you're just hovering, I'm using. But I have to be alone. Because I don't just have to express myself on the land. I've got to disconnect you and sever you from the land. Your being there, maybe this is what, I don't know what the Ramban means. We now have the key lines of the Ramban. Remember, the Ramban is, again, a much more minimal role for the Marakama. He's not using it along with me. He's just there. And still the Ramban says, well, his being there completely torpedoes the Chazaka, doesn't allow it to get started, and makes Rava illogical, and forces the Ramban, can everyone finish the line, to redefine Shchone Gavai so that the Marakama isn't there. So what's his claim if he's not there? There's got to be some claim that the Marakama makes that's enough to break the Chazaka without him being there, co-using. So now all of a sudden the Ramban gains but also loses. We're going to force ourselves to redefine a Chazaka. We know how to break a Chazaka, Yudah through Macha, but that's not what the Marakama says according to the Ramban. We know how to break a Chazaka by being there, undercutting yours or being there, but that's not the Ramban. So all of a sudden the Ramban is going to solve certain problems by getting himself into hot water. Okay, he's making Rava more sensible. Oh, Moshe, he was definitely there and the Marakama wasn't supplanting him and wasn't hovering, and that's why Rava makes sense because you're claiming you're there, so then what is he claiming? Why should the Chazaka break? I'm not claiming I was Mocha, I'm not claiming I subverted your being there, I wasn't there. So what's Shchone Gavai according to the Ramban? Faraway location. Right? Anyone see the Ramban quotes a Pasuk? I mentioned it on Friday, a Pasuk from Miyov, they called Teman a separate corridor. If you look at Yemen, it's on the tip of Arabia, so it's like a separate little corridor. It's near the water, so that's interesting. It had some sense of cartography, some sense that Yemen was just far off, but it was a little corridor, it was a little room. And if you look at it on the map, on Google today, if you've never seen Yemen, it has a little, like almost like a cordoned off area. So they had a sense that Yemen was far off, so Chadrei Teman. Okay, that's the Ramban's view. And now he's not claiming, and I passed by Akiva, and it was Mocha, and things like that. I just was in that place. And what does the Ramban say? And therefore, how do I want to break the Chazaka? Because, what does the Ramban say? Since I was in a faraway place, you shouldn't have a Chazaka. Because?
I have an excuse.
He didn't say that. That your interpretation. What is he saying? What happens? Just how? So what? That was far away. I didn't bring t-shirts back for you. I couldn't hear the Chazaka, nor could I be. No, the Ramban says both. We'll have to think about why the Ramban says both. Let's read the Ramban together. Okay, he's working it out why it means. The Katoyin Hai, the Marakama says, Shahaya b'makom shelo shama chazaka. I didn't hear it, or shelo yecholimcha. So I couldn't hear it, or I couldn't be mocha. It's like a makom cherim. V'hem ne'er of Nachman. So Nachman believed him. Okay, so let's start the ping pong match. By the Ramban saying this, whose shita seems to make most sense? Who is he trying to solve? We just talked about this. Rava. Namely, I was there, Machzik says. I become the Mochzik. You weren't there. You didn't crimp me, cramp me, undercut me, undermine me. I was totally there. And by being totally there, you defuse alone. What does the Machzik become? The Markam of the Mochzik. And therefore, what phrase makes sense now to apply to the machzik? What phrase do we apply to people who are mochzakim? Matzmir. Who says that phrase? Rava. What's the consequence of that phrase? Therefore, in sense of the mochzak. What's the consequence? Therefore, in Rava's case, since you're the mochzak, the burden of proof of this extra detail is on the Markam. We haven't said you're going to win because the Murakama has his claim. We just don't know whether it's true. And if the Murakama's claim would be accepted, he would defeat your Chazaka. But we just don't know. Murakama's to prove it because you're on the driver's seat. So let's read the Ramban reading Rava again. I'm pretty certain this is how the Ramban reads Rava. And again, this makes sense. It made sense in the Rashbam. The Ramban didn't like it because the Murakama was too close for comfort. So the Ramban had to get the Murakama far away, put him on a first-class ticket to Yemen, put him on a steerage section to Yemen. Now you're in Yemen. Give the machzik an heir, let the machzik make his chazaka, and now whatever claim you're making, it's not going to threaten the core chazaka and the core ability to transition into the machzik. So let's read the Ramban in Rav. I'm skipping a few words, okay? The Rava Savar, skip a few lines, and I'll just read Rava, because Ramban is pretty clear language in Rava. The Rava Savar, here's Rava. Michivan shehechzik, here are three key words, they're underlined and circled in my Ramban. Michivan shehechzik, next three words. Harei hu birshu. So it doesn't mean you won, but now you're the mochzak. So here's the Ramban buying into our first way to read Rava, the best way to read Rava, the way we read it in the Rashbam, right? Rava, there were no secrets, there's no drama in the way we read Rava. It was Rav Nachman. How does Rav Nachman argue with Rava? Remember, Rava has to make two claims. A, you become a mochzak. B, by saying you're in the back room, you're not undermining my mochzak because you're just claiming you're a mocha. The Ramban didn't like that, but being in the back room, you're undermining, so we have to find a way for the Marakama to make a counterclaim, which doesn't undermine. Here's the counterclaim. Machzik had its 3 years. V'hala tzarech lehodia cheskaso barai shalcherim. And now the Marakama has to prove that he was in a non-communicative area. Kishem shetzarech lavirai lamacha. Just like in a case where the Machzik, Marakama would agree you had a good cheskas gemel shem, I just didn't make a macha. Same case here. You have to claim that you were not in a good place. Okay, so now Rava makes sense. Let's transition from Herzog to Torah. Okay, very traumatic. Out with the Herzog, in with the Torah. Okay, here we go. My key. Locking in a box. Kislele, Sishar, Meshechem, Yasa, Kislelelem, Be'ema, Melech, HaKavod. There we go. Okay. Rava has two positions. Number one, Yemel Shana, Mekureitz, and Mochzak. And two, the Taina of the Marakama beats Chazaka, or else we wouldn't care, okay, whether even if you were to. But somehow this beats, we don't know, that's going to challenge us in a few minutes. But it beats Chazaka without ruining Mochzakas. That's our riddle for today. In the case we're in the back room, oh, you beat Chazaka by tearing up the Mochzakas. You're tearing things up. This is going to Seamus. You're tearing up my Chazaka. It's like I never had a Chazaka. If you're tearing out my chazaka, it's like I was never there, never had achila, then I'm not a mochzak. You're claiming like I wasn't there. We're looking for that holy grail. We're looking for that middle case where you're claiming that you're going to win, but not by denying that I was the mochzak. So Rava says, okay, you're the mochzak. Prove it. If you can prove you're in a far right place, you'll win, but you have to prove it because he's the mochzak. He's in the driver's seat. Okay, so now we made sense of Rava. What's the big question now? Now we made sense of Rava. No. Ping pong it through. That's what Rav Nachman said. So what are Rav Nachman's two choices? The easiest choice for Rav Nachman is to say what?
Right.
That Cheskes Gimel Shanim is a Raya. And there's no such thing as becoming the Mochzak. And you only win the land if you can prove all the details of the Raya until you prove every land, like we said in the Rashbam. So the easiest way, this is very, very similar, namely, Rav Nachman number one would be rejecting assumption number one, in which case it would be really parallel to Shchuna Gavai, according to the Rashbam. The need to switch the definition of Shchuna Gavai from Cheder Pnimi, like at the board, to Makom Rachok, which is the Ramban, the need to switch the definition was not in Rav Nachman, it was in Rava. Cheder Panimi was too close for comfort for the Ramban. If you're in the back room, he's not a muchzak. You're claiming he didn't use it alone. And Rava makes no sense. To make sense of Rava, we said no. The counterclaim was not you're in the back room. Back room is too creepy. You're undermining everything. You're in a faraway place. Rava makes sense now. And Rav Nachman makes even more sense because this whole Hamotzi Mechaveh Olav Haraya sounds good. 1 o'clock, make a Hamotzi, have some bread. But nothing to do with Gimel Shabbat. The other approach... It's not that Rav Nachman says that Cheskas Himmel Shanim is a Raya, and therefore I deflate the whole issue because I deny any Mosakos and I deny Hamotzi Mechaveh Olav Haraya. What's the other approach in Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman can now say, okay, in Achinami, Cheskas Himmel Shanim creates Mosakos. However, by claiming that you were in a faraway place and couldn't hear the Chazakah, yeah, you're submarining the 3 years. You're saying you never made chazakah. By claiming that you were in a place that you couldn't hear the chazakah, you're basically saying that chazakah is worthless. In theory, you're right. If the argument would be about the machar, did I make a machar? Not? I know you were there 3 years, but I don't know if I made a machar. I'd have to prove that, right? I'm the marakam, I have to prove the machar. But I'm not claiming I made a machar. I'm claiming that your chazakah was faulty, your achila was faulty, your activity was faulty. What's the fault? Not that I was with you, not that I served alongside of you, not that I a co-owner, dominant owner, back room, passing you, waving, saying, what's the fault with your chazakah? What's the fault of the chazakah, according to Ramban? Benji, what's the fault of the chazakah? The Marakama can't hear it. A chazakah that a Marakama can't hear, it's not just that it's ineffective, it's not even, come on, give me the language, I told you, it's not even... Remember, it's not just a tour, it's a God. Nothing. Because making a chazakah, even if it's defined as muchzakos, has to be, again, think about what we've talked about before, has to be, what do you mean? What do I care if you heard or not? Whether I heard her or not will determine whether you have an excuse, Yaakov Grunzel, for not making a macha. But according to Rav Nachman, and we'll read this in a second in the run, when I claim I was in a faraway place, I'm the Marakama, I'm not saying I have an excuse that I didn't say anything. I'm saying your activity is meaningless. You're not a machzak. You didn't do anything. It's toothless. It's nothing. Because the definition of making a chazakah becoming a machzak is not just, come on, give me the more. Now here's the more. It's not just using the land, but...
and being able to do
that. Right. Why? Now give me a concept. Now conceptualize it. Those are the two ingredients. And then I'll bake the cake, put it in the oven, and give me one chocolate cake. Eggs, chocolate, raisins... chocolate chips, comes out as one cake. So now, you need to use the land and also him to hear, because we define chazakah as?
The marakama showing that he no longer...
Okay, you go two steps up. I have to use the land in a way that what?
Provokes,
challenges, encroaches. Even if it's not a raya. No, it's, of course we're getting close. I'm not trying to prove anything from your silence. It's not about your silence. You can break me if you say it. It's not about your silence in your mind. It's about me and the land. But it's not just me and the land what I do. It's me and the land and how that affects the previous holder of the land. Namely, what did I say before? Evidently, the Ramban believes consistently that becoming a muchzak is not just me...
taking, also me getting rid of the
world. Right. I've got to somehow... move him out. I've got to attack him. I've got to weaken him. Not because I'm provoking him to see how he responds. I just got to weaken him. He's got to hold. If I want to conquer Antarctica, I just conquer the polar bears. If I want to conquer Yerushalayim, I got to oust the Muslims. I got to send the Crusaders. I got to oust someone else, not just me and the land. I can't just put a flag up in Antarctica. Got to move out the Marakama. So the Gimel Shanim, may only be moving out the Marakama. Maybe all I got to do is move out the Marakama, then automatically I'm there. I mean, we'll see this. We haven't seen it yet, but maybe that's also on the table. But now we are diversifying Cheskas Gimel Shanim. We always thought it was me and land, because all we've been talking about until now is gauging my presence in the land. Well, you're not really serious about the land because you scattered your ears. And you're not really serious about the land because you left. You're not really serious about the land because you overcropped it, because you blitzkrieged it. You're not really serious about the land because it wasn't Derech HaBailim, Shamed V'Achil. But now we're saying, look, you were really serious. 3 straight years, you used it by yourself, no creepy guys breathing down your neck, you did everything you should have, but since it couldn't make its way to the Marakama, not just you lose, but what does Rav Nachman say again? Not just you lose, but if it can't make its way to the Marakama, it's excellent, it's toothless, it's nothing, it's meaningless. You're like a muchzik, which is incredible. So now the machlokas, Rav and Rav Nachman, is maybe a sub question of muchzak. We're all in the muchzakas game. We're all buying muchzakas here. We don't buy. I don't know if the Ramban can say this because Ramban doesn't say that in the end, but we're all in the muchzakas game. And everyone would admit that if the machzik became the muchzak, he'd win. The question is, can you become a machzik by using muchzak by using it 3 years? Or using it 3 years in a way the guy can't hear? Let's look at the run. Let's look at the sheet of the run. And let's open the run. You share run. Turn your records on Friday. If not, I'll WhatsApp it to you. It's in one line. We'll also look at Rabbeinu Yonah to tell us these ideas. Okay? Let's see the run because it's the clearest. Uchashem, it's the end of Dibur HaMaschil B'Shchuna Gavoy. Uchashem, Sha'al HaMachzik Levara Chazka. So just like the Machzik has to prove that he was there 3 years, right, obviously. Kach Yesh Lo Levara or Shehaya Chaver B'Makam Roi Limchaz. You also have to prove the guy wasn't in, you know, China, whatever. Here's the money shot. D'chol Ki Hay Gavna. This whole conversation about where the Marakama is. Anyone have the wrong one? Want to read the next three words? D'chol Ki Hay Gavna. Guf shell chazaka here. Guf shell chazaka. What's that? The chalki hai gavna. Guf shell chazaka. It's not some second conversation. It's really, we're going to need you soon because we have to flip it back to Rava. So go quickly. Okay, come back from the Shchina Gavoy. Nice euphemistic way to refer to the bathroom. Okay, we're going to clean up our language. Say, I'm going to Shchina Gavoy. Yeah, I'm going. That's a lamdan's way of saying the bathroom. You can't talk to me. Shchina Gavoy. Okay. The chol ki hay gavna guf hachazakei. Or in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's read the Rabbeinu Yonah when he talks a lot about Rav Nachman, even though it's Dibur Maschil Rava, because he quickly says after line one, but we don't pass him like we're passing Rav Nachman. Then he goes off on Rav Nachman. He says, Kol Zman, this is right after, if those of you who have the footnote 75, but it's about, let's say about, I don't know, about 10, 15 lines in. Avol. Kol Zman Shetoin HaMe'arer. As long as HaMe'arer says, Lo Yisi Imo B'Medina, here's the money shot, because this is our language. Harehu Oker Esa Chazaka. You hear that? Harehu Oker Esa Chazaka. If a Chazaka isn't heard, it doesn't occur. If a tree falls in the forest and it's not capable of being heard, it didn't fall, according to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman agrees with Rava. In theory, the machzik can become the machzik. And in theory, we'll just focus that in there on Rabbeinu Yonah. And in theory, if he's the machzik, he could win debates about secondary issues and it'd be on the Marakama to prove. But when the Marakama says he couldn't hear it, he's not saying, oh, by the way, I have an excuse and your chazaka shouldn't work. I'm saying, you're never a machzik. You didn't do anything. Because becoming a machzik is using it in a way that loosens my hold. This is the Ramban's theory. We're starting to see the Ramban's mind. We're starting to see the difference between how the Rashbam viewed Rava and how the Ramban, or at least Rav Nachman. According to the Ramban, it's utterly impossible, Rafi, even to articulate that you can become the muchzik of the guy who's living with you. Because you have to be alone. Because you have to loosen the Marakama. And part of the loosening of the Marakama as well, he has to not be there. And then Rav and Rav Nachman are saying, by the way, maybe he also has to be able to hear it. If he doesn't hear, you're not loosening him, you're not attacking him. So now we have the second approach for Rava. The first approach, okay, get ready, I need your help here. The first approach, they argue about the fundamentals of Gimel Shammai. Rava says it's muchzakos, and therefore you become a muchzak. Rav Nachman says it's all a raya, and until you prove every detail, the machzak is nothing. Fundamental. Model B is, they both agree that it's muchzakos. Question is, how do we gauge the claim I was far away? According to Rav Nachman, the claim that I was far away is being oker b'chazaka. And therefore, until you can prove that the guy wasn't far away, you don't have a chazaka. Until you have a chazaka, you're not a mochzak. You're a mochzak, it's all on you. What's my next step? Now we've made such good sense of Rav Nachman. Rava. What's the problem with Rava? On the one hand, set it up for me. On the one hand, by being there 3 years, even if the guy is in a makom rachok and he can't hear, you're the muchzak. Whether he was or wasn't in a faraway place, it doesn't affect my achila. That's what's not. So my being there for 3 years, even if you're on the spaceship, I'm a muchzak, and that's why I win. So if you're not being able to hear my chazaka, doesn't undercut the chazaka. Can anyone tease out the question? Doesn't undercut the chazaka, but it still does something to the chazaka, right? The premise of this case is if we all agree you're in a makam rachok, you get the lamp. We just wonder who has to bring the proof. Think carefully now. According to Ramban, what is that claim I was in a makam rachok? It's not being four-letter word starts with ayin. Okay, the chazaka, because that's Rav Nachman. It's not four-letter words starting with mem. Nacha, we know that that breaks, that beats chazaka at some point. It's greater than chazaka without undercutting it. So what is it? We've run out of choices. In the Rashbam, oh, I love the Rashbam. Passing by is a form of nacha. Oh, very good, we know that works. Or maybe it's akir, that's the machlokas. In Ramban, according to Rav Nachman, oh, you're being okay, fine. You're at the muchzak. But now we have a case where being in a makam rachok, if let's say we all agreed, this case would be shut and closed, it would be cut and dry. If we all agreed you're a makam rachok, the Marakam would take the land. So evidently, you win. But not because you're okay the chazaka. According to Rava. According to Rav Nachman, you're okay the chazaka. That's what. But according to Rava, you're not Arka the Chazaka. That's why it's the Mokzak. That's why the burden of proof is on you. But if you prove you're a Makam Rachok, you win. Why? I'm not Mocha. And don't tell me I have a five-letter word beginning with an E. Six-letter word. Excuse. Not good at spelling me. Excuse. Because we're not operating in that concept of Yuval Shalom. It's not about what the Mara commentator did it. I'm not trying to gauge the mind. Why were you quiet? Give me an excuse. We're working under a Muchzakas model. That's the whole model, right? This, if you go back to number A, model A, that's the Machlokas. Rather feels it's Muchzakas, or Nachum feels it's right, great. But we're already committed to everyone holds it's Muchzakas. And everyone holds in theory you could be a Muchzak. And that's what Rava and Nachum says, in theory, Benji, if you were there for 3 years, you'd be the Muchzak, and the burden of proof would shift, but he's claiming you just weren't there. Or saying, no, you were there. He has to prove it. Okay, now the Marakama. Okay, let's play that. Marakama proves it, brings the item. I was in a faraway place. Therefore, I win. What? Why? What does that mean? And don't tell me, oh, you're in a faraway place. It's like you didn't guide to make a chazaka because it wasn't communicative. No. If that's the logic, then you'd have to bring the proof. So we're now stuck in a very tight space, according to Rava. And we got to this by ping-ponging it. We started with Rava. We gave a svara for Rav Nachman. We gave two svaras. Now the second svara, the first svara reached the bone right away. Oh, we got to the bone of the chicken right away. Rava holds his muchzakas. Ah, forget it. Ah, silly muchzakas. That's the end. Is Kimoshan muchzakas? Is it right? But the second way of viewing the machlokas, the ping pong game still continued. Rava says, oh, by the way, you're right, muchzakas, but here it's an akira sachazak. What's Rava going to say back? He's stuck between the rock and the hard place. On the one hand, he has to find a way for being in a faraway land means you win, but it can't be mitam akiras chazaka, it can't be mitam macha. I'll hear what you have to say, Jacob. I'll say something, but quite frankly, it's not important what you say, but as long as you see this is a weak point in Ramban. This is why the Rashbam didn't want to read like the Ramban, because the Rashbam had two clearly different models for what walking by is. And each of them wins, but they win different ways. What are the two options walking by? According to Rava, walking by is just a macha. And your chazak is safe. Now, it's going to lose, but at least you're the muchzak. But according to Nachman, walking by is not just a macha, but it's an akira. But here, you're not doing anything. You're just living in China, so macha is off the table. So Rav Nachman says, oh, it's an akira. Okay. What is it going to Rava? Has to win, but not by being okay, and not by being a macha. Let's see, how do I win by not being okay and not being macha? Got to pay the price. Every Rishon pays the price at some point. We'll give svara on that. He's not going to pay a big price. What's your svara, Jacob?
You were discussing before the concept of baya feris, where the ikra chazaka is good, but we have these problems on the back end that stop it. So the Marakama not being being there is tiny. He made some of that. You know, really, the Iker Kazuk is good, the Rubai operating on the Mukhtsukas model, but on the back end, there's some issue that, you know, we can't get
excellent
to the final
stage. Excellent. What is that back end?
That he wasn't there.
I know, but why? You have to give me, like, what's the logic of the fact? I know it's external, very good, you thought conceptual, you have to externalize it and extrinsicize it, but what is it? If I'm there, think about chazaka. If you make a chazaka, and I hear it, and I don't say anything, then you win. If I don't hear it, then you still have your chazaka, but I win. We have to find something to differentiate those two cases. If I'm hearing it and I don't say anything, you win. If I can't hear it, then you can't win.
I would have made a macha, I just couldn't have made a macha.
Excuse, are you saying the five-letter, six-letter word called excuse? Are you saying that excuse can also excuse the marakama?
Maybe he's trying to retroactively make a macha. I didn't hear about it until now, the second I heard it.
Okay. I'll think about that for lunch and I'll retroactively tell you whether I like it. So I'm having a hard time with that. I'll tell you what I think, but again, I don't want you to get caught up. I'm happy to tell you what I think, and you can. But this is how you learn sukkahs. You just ping pong, scrape. You get to the bottom. Okay, here's the bottom. Here's the problem Ramban has to face. Again, I keep saying this. This is Ramban's theory. Evidently, according to Ramban, making a chazaka is not enough. You have to also. Weaken the other guy. But according to Rava, until you weaken the other guy, according to Rav Nachman, until you weaken the other guy, you've done nothing. That's why you don't even have a chazaka. That's why it's an akira. According to Rava, your chazaka, your threes, doesn't have to weaken the other guy. If you ate for 3 years and the guy can't find out, it's a little chazaka. But in order to win the case, it's not enough to be the mukhzak. In order to win the case, you also have to, you're done. Weaken. And how do you weaken the marakama? Going to Rava. What's the ultimate way for marakama to be weakened?
Prove that he could have made a macha and didn't.
Right, not defending his land. There's that external back end, Jacob, second stage. Well, either muhzak, maybe being the muhzak is enough, because now there's another muhzak. Remember, in Metalism, there can only be one muhzak. Unless the Shai Mokhs in Metalism, then we have a crisis. That's what mission starts in a crisis. The kark is so abstract that even if we award you the muhzak, then don't worry, you're the muhzak. His liability to respond, you're still the muhzak. Your muhzak doesn't have to weaken him. Your muhzak just has to be you and the land. So now you're a muhzak and he's a marakama. Why does he win? What do you win? You're a muhzak. Very good. And you're such a muhzak, whoever says, that any further proof will have to brought by the marakama because you're now in the driver's seat. Why does it let you get the kark? You're a marakama, you get the kark. So in a normal chazaka, well, I'm not just a muhzak because I express myself on the land, but he's a wimp. He gave up. He didn't defend himself. He didn't say anything. He didn't go to court. So my muhzak status is blossoming and his marakama status is wilting, and then I get it. But here I'm a blossom, he's not a wilter because I did my part. Going to him, I'm not going to do anything because until I loosen him, okay, put it this way. Rafa, you'll be the volunteer today. Hold on to the land. According to Rav Nachman, if I get Rafi off the land, I'm not doing anything. I gotta get him off the land. If he can't hear, I'm not doing anything. But according to Rava, I'm grabbing the land, regardless of Rafi. He also has the land. Now to decide who's gonna win, well, I'm the muhzak, Marakama, but you also have to loosen your hold, not by me pushing him off on a chazaka, but you just wimping out, not defending him. So that's the back end, Jacob. It's not about me getting your hands on it. It's not the core chazaka. It's not the gufa chazaka. Gufa chazaka is intact. I'm a muhzak. But you're a marakama. So you have and I have. So a chazaka is a multi-variable process. I've got to become a muhzak, and you've got to relinquish some of your marakama status. And the way you do that is by being quiet when you should accept something. So now, Rava and Rav Nachman have a much more subtle machlokas. They're all operating under muhzakas, but now they're debating exactly how to define muhzakas and whether it's just me becoming a muhzak. And until I loosen your hold, I'm not even a muhzak, and therefore Rav Nachman says, until I prove you weren't in the Shechunah Gavah, I have nothing. Or it says, I'm muchzak, and that's enough to shift the burden of proof, but until you wimp out, and you didn't wimp out here. Now, Jacob, you could, everyone else, you could swap in another external logic for that. But that's how you have to roll with the Ramban, according to Rav. You have to say something like that to make sense of Rav. And this is how we sharpen ideas. We just get more information and more subtle. Now we have, now, Yehuda, until today, we had two different models. But Akiva, now we have to make room in one model for two people. Now we're suggesting that Rav and Rav Nachman are both operating under Muchzakas, and we got to make enough room in that little room for two people. Until now, it's Rabbi Tarag and Shear. Now it's the ugly guys Rabbi Tarag and Shear, and the handsome guys Rabbi Tarag. Now I got to make room in the room for two different types of people. Until now, you're either a Muchzakas man or you're a Gimel Shana man. Raya. But now we're suggesting we have two people operating under the influence of Muchzakas. We have to make room under Machzakas for two different voices. That's how Lumbus proceeds. You have to make divisions that are much more subtle to account for differences under the same rubric or under the same concept. We didn't have this in the Rashbam. In the Rashbam, even if they both brought into Machzakas, remember, Ari, in the Rashbam, one could say Machzakas, one could say Raya. But model two was, well, they both hold Machzakas, but according to Rava, passing by is only a Macha, and that's why your Machzakas is safe. Whereas according to Rav Nachman, passing by is undermining. Okay, so those are still vastly different approaches. Everyone agrees what Machzakas is. The question is, are you undermining or are you being Macha? Now we have to dig deeper into the structure of Machzakas. We have to give a Svara that would allow Rava to say, you're still a safe Machzak, but you're just getting what Jacob calls the back end. You're trying to win on the back end, but you're not threatening the Machzakas. Or according to Rav Nachman, you're okay, the Machzakas. Harezeh gufa chazaka. So now we're starting to flesh out. And the big, big gain in the Ramban today is that all of a sudden, even under the Machzak side, we're asking about the Marakam. The Ramban didn't like the Rashbam because you have to be alone. So clearly you have to be alone, even to start. If he's there, it's clear that according to the Ramban, you have to deal with the Marakama status, even if you're on Machzakas. Machzakas can't blossom in a vacuum. You have to somehow deal with the Marakam. At the very, very least, you got to get him out of the picture. Got to get him off the land. You can't have a case, Ellie, where you're there and he's there. What do you mean? How could I be there? Okay, that's just going to go by. Where he's in the back end, you're in the front end. Front house, back house. You got to get him out. But how else do you have to loosen him? So according to Rav Nachman, you can't just loosen him by having him out. You have to loosen him by having the message of your 3 years reach him. That's a way to loosen him. My message has to reach you. If my message doesn't reach you, I'm not loosening him. I'm trying to get your hands off. How do I get your hands off? I get your hands off by making sure you're not there and by using it in a way that lasers you and hits you. That's my way. It's an aggressive. If let's say I'm having a wrestling match with Ariel and it's a joke. I have to do something that hits you and that hurts me. Also, I'm not wrestling. So I have to do something that hits your ears. If it doesn't hit your ears, I'm not doing anything. Whereas according to Rava, you don't have to do anything to get him off. You're about the land, but he's a competition. You're great, but he's also strong. He also gets paid, right? He also gets paid on Sundays. He's also a professional. So you've done yours, but he still has his. And you can't get him off. The only way to win is if you do yours and he wimps out and he walks away and doesn't say anything. And that's an external factor that you need to win, but it doesn't strike at the core of Chazaka. And that's how Rebekin Mova's middle stage. We're on the Muchzak, but we still have to debate whether you were able to hear or able to be Malcha. But you have to prove that because I'm already coming with the Muchzak status. We had to say something like that in the Ramban. And Jacob, you're right. You gave me the structure, but you have to fill it in with some mechanics. You can't just say back end. How does it work? Fill it in with mechanics. Okay, so now we're starting to... Now, if you ask me, there's still a whole second question to this Ramban. Well, wait a second. The Ramban of Membeis didn't describe Gimel Shanim as Muchzak, or he described it as Raya, and he passed it like Rav Nachman. So if you ask me to vote, I would vote that the Ramban would say number A. But that's only in the Ramban. There may be other ways to differentiate between the sugyos. But based on what I know right now, the Ramban or Membeis, I would say the Machlokas is fundamental. Rava, he was into Muchzakas. Rav Nachman wasn't. That's why Ramban passing like Rav Nachman. But that's just stacking up the Ramban. The Ramban's not the only voice in the sugyos. There are millions of people that have learned the sugyos. I'm not right now trying to hone in on what the Ramban has said as to what are the options that Rishonim and Achronim and everyone in the world that's learned the sugya has to confront when facing all this information and these Rishonim. And this to me seems like a very, very valid svara. Okay? We're going to answer questions and then I'll just give you a whole separate way to view the sugya, starting with a whole different way of Rava. It's like non-Euclidean. So now we've been saying Rava makes sense, ping pong at Rav Nachman, ping pong back there, because Rav is based on Machzakos and you're the Machzak. It's a whole different way to view it. Yes, Alex.
So we're just basically just saying we're combining Machzakos and Raya.
No, we're not. We're saying that in the world of Machzakos, you have to worry about how the Marakama is behaving, but not because his behavior is indicative of whether there's a sale 50 years ago. That's Raya. His behavior is going to affect the status of the land. Sure, Mu'ad.
Yeah, but why does it affect the status of the land? Shows that he
no inability. You're defending the land is your way of maintaining your hold on the land. And if you don't maintain your hold on the land and based in with a macha with something, you're loosening your grip on land. Land ownership is not based on physical; it's based on how people react to the land, using it, defending it. You're defending your marakama status by saying something about the land. By not saying something about the land, you're just loosening your hold. I don't care about what happened 20 years ago. Did you sell it? We'll never know who sold it. We don't have video cameras. We're not on that model trying to prove what happened. That's the Raya model. We know we'll never find out what happened. For that, we need Adam or Shtar. We're trying to establish who's considered the default rider here. Who's in the driver's seat? You, me, you. We thought it was, and I simplified it for you until we got to the sugya. We thought it was just a one-dimensional question. How hard are you working on the land? How much? Consecutive? Scattered? Now we know it's a dance. It's two people dancing. And now we're asking, how much is your hold on the land part of my dancing until I get your hands off, I'm doing nothing? Or, I'm doing, but now we also have to ask, as Jacob calls at the back end, what else are you doing? Because you still have rights to the land, and I still have to think about you in my world, not just my own self, okay? Let's, just because I want you to see this other horizon, it's a very, very provocative way of reading it. A lot of people read it this way. I'm not sure it's Eiskehalten or it works well with the words. I'll talk about that in a minute. You have to read the words a little bit loosely, but we'll see a lot of these words in this sugya may not be that direct and tight. If you look back at the Ramban, when the Ramban is explaining Rava, that we make the Marakama prove it. So what's the theory for Rava? What should be the four words that are most central? Ha, Motzi, Mechavero, Alavaraya. Your claim isn't torpedoing my chazaka. Maybe it's the back end. And therefore, you have to prove it. And that's it. What word should the Ramban not quote? A four-letter word beginning with M. Mem. No, you should. Macha. We're not talking about macha here. We're not mentioning macha here. Who needs macha? This is a macha. I'm not making a macha. This is a macha. It's not the Rashbam's. I have used the Joe for 3 years. You're saying, well, you didn't loosen your hole because you didn't know about it. Okay, maybe it's good. I'm the most like, go prove it. And if you prove it, you'll win. You'll get the land. If you look at the Ramban, look carefully at the Ramban. Let's read the Ramban's language carefully. Okay. Hareo Bushuso, he starts off on a good track. Hareo Bushuso, you're the Mochsak. The Hala. Sarech lehodio cheskaso beraya shel cherem. Moshe, look at the Ramban. Halah, tzarech lehodio raya becheskaso shel cherem. He has to prove that he was in a distant place. Hard lomish a word. Kishem. Shetzarech lehavi raya ala macha. Oh, you know why the Marakama has to bring the proof according to Rava? Marakamas always have to bring proofs. That's part of being a Marakama. What's the paradigm where Marakamas have to bring proofs? What's the default? What's the baseline of the sugya? What does a Marakama definitely have to bring a proof about? Macha. There's a debate about Macha. The Marakama definitely has to prove it. And that's not up for grabs. Here the debate is subtle issues. Shchunig Avai, not Shchunig Avai. But you know why Rava feels a Marakama has to prove it? Because he always has to prove Macha. What? What's the problem with dragging Macha into this business? What's this? Kishane. It is not Macha. It's something totally different. And the logic has nothing to do with Macha. The logic has to do with, you're not a Muxa, you're in the driver's seat, we have a debate, the debate can make the Marakama win, but you have to prove it, Marakama. Why is there a man quoting Macha? Let's read the rhyme here, first, the rhyme that I sent you, because the rhyme is even greater accent than that. Explaining first Rav Nachman, the first piece. Rav Nachman, Midami ha milsa lechazaka gufa. Nachman says it's like a chazaka. Geshem shal hamachzik levara, kach yesh levara. Rava, he says, al hame'ara, deeper maskal amalei Rava. Did I give it to you, amalei Rava? Amalei Rava. He look at the Chiddush Aran. Amalei Rava, dina matzmechel klomar. Chivan shezehe ve'edim shach l'shal shanim. Al hame'ara lahavi raya. Kishem she'olav lahavi raya shemicha. Just like the Marakama, there's no Marakama business. When you talk about yourself, you have to bring a raya. Whether you, question is whether you made a macha or where you were. It's a whole different, just look at the board, I'm not going to take that much time. It's a whole different starting point of Rava. This is the sugya we learned until now, guys, even in the Rashbam. What's the jet fuel of Rava? Harosim echever levaraya. You're the mukhsak, Marakama, I'm in the driver's seat. Now go work. Second approach to the sugya is to say, and according to Rava, the starting point is kishem, shamarakama, Sarach lahochiach macha. Let's say they have a, oh, I know you were there, Shmuley, but I made a macha. Where's the proof of that? Marakama. That's clearly the Marakama. Marakama can't prove they made a macha, the machzik wins. So just like the Marakama has to prove the macha, who adin chayav lahochiach de lahavi raya al shchone gavai. And then what's Rav Nachman's response to that? Somehow I got to distinguish between the Marakama's responsibility to say whether he made a macha as opposed to where the Marakama was. And what's the distinction? Really technical. Who read it? Marakamas have to prove machas. Why? Why is that the default, that Marakamas prove machas?
Because you can't have the machzik bring raya that he was never
right. That information the machzik could never prove. The machzik is now tasked with proving he didn't make a macha, and he can't really do that because it's information that only the marakam has access to. What you did, but this information, not about whether you're a macha or not. This information is shchunin gavai. Whether it's the Rashbam or the Ramban, this is information that the machzik has access to. Where did the marakam live? Was he passing by? Was he not? So the Nachman says, yeah, you're right. Sometimes we dump on the Marakama, but that's only because he's the only guy that has information. But here, again, Yaakov, I'll just play it out. Let's say Chazuk Dim Shalom is a Raya. You have to prove it. Normally, the Machzik has to prove everything if he can, says the Nachman. Macha, he just can't prove it. So now we have a whole different way of learning the Sugya. There's a big, big question in the Ramban. Remember, there are two lines in the Ramban. One is, he says, Harayu B'Shusah, to explain Rava, which is the blue. This is the red, So that's where Rava starts with. Why does the machzik have this upper hand? Because he's a muchzik. And then he says, kishem, and you know why? He can dump it on the marakama, because we always dump it on the marakama. And then Rav Nachman has to defend why we normally dump on the marakama, but here we don't. Because normally we dump, not because fundamentally we like dumping on the marakama, but because normally we just dump machapus in the marakama, because what choice do we have? But here, with this objective testimony, let's fall back on the default where the machzik has to prove everything and until then he's nothing. That raises a whole different question. Why should we even have these? Please listen to this line. Please. Why should we have predetermined decisions who we should dump on? If Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a raya, who should we basically dump the burden of proof on? Machzik or Marakama? Machzik, straight through. If Cheskas Gimel Shanim is Muchzakos, then we have to ask who the Muchzak is, not whether we normally dump on, just have to ask in the end of the discussion who's the Muchzak, which is what we've been doing until now. Who's the Muchzak, who's not the Muchzak? That's how we normally decide who has to bring burden of proof. Which model of Cheskas Gimel Shanim best works with this? Another important point is that. Which model? We haven't really used it so much, we put it to sleep. Let's wake it up from its hibernation. Which model is not based on transitioning dynamics, who's the muchzak, who's not the muchzak, raya, not, we could just say maybe formally. Who do we dump on? Is that consistent or do we make differences? What am I talking about now?
Takana.
Takana. Remember we talked about takana, and especially a dual takana. You do this, you do this. This is your job, this is your job. If you do your job, he didn't do his job. Not because there's any internal logic. Just chacham made a takana. So part of that takana is, and by the way, not just what do you have to do, which is the first level, but who has to prove whether you did that. Second level. Right, always two levels. What has to happen in order to determine? So we have video cameras all over the place. And in the absence of video cameras all over the place, who has to prove who did what? So it's clear that we dumped the Maracha on the Marakama. But is that reflective of dumping everything about the Marakama on the Marakama? Which to me would make a lot of sense. Which would be Rava's position. That's how we make it even split. There's a takana. We care about both sides of the party. Machzik, you have to do this. Marakama, you have to do this. And by the way, each of you have to bring proof for what you're doing. As opposed to Nachman basically saying, No. This is a takana for the machzik to try to win. Therefore, you don't just have to do. You have to prove everything. Obviously, we're not going to put burden of proof of the macha on the machzik because you can never prove that. But normal things that are provable to both parties, machzik, you know, is not an even takana. This is a machzik. If you want to be able to throw out your star, you have to jump through hoops. How do you jump through hoops? Stay there for 3 years, make sure he's not there, and prove it. Now, I can't make you prove whether he said anything. That's ridiculous. But I can make you prove whether he has an excuse for not saying it or whether he's in a bad place. So all of a sudden, the determination of who has to prove is not internal as to what logic of Gimel Shanim is operating and what presence affects my presence and your presence and where I am. It's more formal and procedural. The Chacham made a takana. How did they make the takana? Is it machzik-centric? Is it dual takanas, both machzik and marakama? As part of that takana, who do they expect has responsibility? Well, they give you responsibility and me responsibility. How does that translate to second level responsibility? Not just what I have to do to protect my land, but also do I have to prove things? Until now, let me say this again and again to you. Till now, the burden of proof was solely a product of what logic of Gimel Shanim is affecting. You're the Mokhsak, am I the Mokhsak, is it Rise, the Mokhsak is, but it's all internal. We can prove the mechanics of Gimel Shanim by who has to prove it. Responsibility to prove something proves how something is working. When we talked about this with Abayin Rava. How, who has to prove is really reflective of what we're proving, what's happening. Whereas now we are formalizing and proceduralizing it. We're saying, no, it's a takana. And who, again, this is not the only way, but this is the best way. Is there a way, I don't know right now, but I'm sure there is there a way to avoid Joe takana and to say that there's a logic? And still, we have a question, who has to prove certain things? Can there be certain decisions about who has to prove certain things, even if the logic is not takana? The advantage of takana is Rabbanim step in and impose responsibilities and impose roles. So maybe the roles are not just what has to happen, but who has to prove it. If we don't have the Rabbanim stepping in about how it works, because it works on its own, it's approved, you're required, you're silent, it looks like it works without the Rabbanim creating any new ideas. But can there be built-in, formal, procedural obligations who has to prove, who has to summon burden of proof? That's a very, very intriguing way to view the sugya. And there are a lot of subsets to that. That's why this Ramban is so, if you take those three words, Harein Bershu, so it sounds like the starting point of Rav is a Matzmecha Ve'la V'raya. But he says, Kishen Shetzarech Lavi Raya Al-Macha, so too you have to bring a Raya B'Tshchunin Gavaywa. What is a Kishen? Obviously, according to this second approach today, which words in Rav have to be taken nah, literally? The logic forcing the Marakama is not what logic? The logic forcing the Marakama is not that I'm the Muxik. The logic forcing the Marakama, you're the Marakama, you got to prove things about yourself. In which case, the is to be taken, I'll tell you how people read it, non literally. You are now trying to supplant this guy from the land, Marakama. Since you're the Marakama guy, you got to prove everything. Because we all know Marakamas have to jump through hoops because they got to prove it. Not because of Hamotzimichaveravaraya and the way we take it because you're the official Muxik. Just means you're trying to get the guy off the land. You're playing the role of Marakama. Marakamas always have to bring proof. We'll see a lot of the words in this sugya have to be read very, very loosely. But it's a whole different thrust to the sugya. You see how we have two different thrusts of the sugya. One thrust is internal. What logic, what role I play, what role you play, what logic is Gimel Shanim? One role is external. Who has to summon burdens, proof? Who has to deliver proofs? And maybe that's unrelated to the logic of the Gimel Shan. We all know it's Takana. They're not arguing about Takana. Let's just use Takana. We all know, let's call it X. We all know Ari Hillenbrand and the Gimel Shanim is X. And Robin and Nachman are discussing that. They're just discussing now that we're not questioning how Gimel Shanim works, but who's got to cough up and fess up the proof. How does Beis Din allocate those responsibilities? So I would have thought before I said this crazy thing that Beis Din allocates the responsibilities based on who the Muchzik is. And if your 3 years converted you into the Muchzik, the other guy has to prove. If it didn't convert you into the Muchzik, you have to prove. That's what we know. In Shas, in general, in life, who has to bring proofs? Rafi, it's my shirt. Get out of here. I have to bring proof because you're the Muchzik. So the impetus or the decisor, the influencer of who has to bring proof is one factor and one factor only, who's the Muchzik. But can there be a whole different set of procedures and protocols for karka as to who has to bring proof about certain things that we need information for? The best way to say this is the Rabbanon remap the whole system and the allocated obligations. Can you say that there's a remapping even if they didn't make a takana? That's what you get from the Rabban. That's what you get from the Rabbeinu, the Ran, the Rabbeinu Yona talks in that vein. So I just want you to be sensitive. I don't think this is the main thrust of the sugya because there's too many prices to pay. But I just want you to be sensitive to read Rambans carefully. Okay? Tomorrow, Rabbeinu Hananel. Tomorrow, the Rif. Tuesday, Meretz Hashem, we're going to take a look at Bar Sisan. What was the Hava meaning to compare to Bar Sisan? Difficult. Okay? And the Ksos doesn't say it, the Sugya. Ksos is concept, yes.
As well as this second reading from the Ramban, that they're both dealing with in Buchsakas, that because of, we have an assumption after 3 years,
assumption, you're not the Buchsak, we just
no. We assume